Hi folks, and welcome to the Touring Cap chats of from the Touring Cap UK. We're going to be looking at doing these as weekly segments. This week we're going to start with what is bullying and how to combat it. Sociologists have been studying bullying for decades, only they don't call it bullying. They call it dominance behaviour. That is defined as people trying to overpower others. It's like the animal kingdom and the alpha male mentality. That's what's happening in schools and online and even in the workplace. So when we understand it in terms of dominance behaviour, it becomes people trying to have power over one another. That helps us to understand what to do about bullying. When we really understand what it is, dominance behaviour, they all agree that bullying is all about an imbalance of power. That means that if you are being bullied, said person is trying to have power over you and they want to see you lose and they want to win. When bullying insults you and you react in a negative way, that's what they want, and that's how they win on that day. The moment you take something bad that they say, e.g. you're an idiot, and you go, I know you are, but what am I? You're giving them the power that they want over you. However, if you take the same situation and respond with, I know my mum says I come from a long line of idiots, then that's the moment that you keep the power in your court, so to speak. The more angry you get, the more upset that you get, the more that you see this, the more power that you are giving them as a person, which is what they want. But what if we were more resilient? What if we were emotionally strong? What if we were mentally tough? No matter what the hater said to us, we wouldn't get. No matter what it is, we as a society are currently a generation of emotional snowflakes who expect everyone to be nice and to be handed everything on a silver platter. Not to have to work for it. But how awesome would it be if you, the victim of relentless teasing, taunting or bullying, decided not to get upset and decided to have a tough skin, to allow the mean and hateful words of others to bounce right off us and not care what the other person says. Once you explain to people that bullying is nothing more than a game of winning and losing, and that the way that you win is by not getting upset and the bully will lose, and that when people lose, they don't like to play the game, so they'll leave you alone. When you explain that to people, it makes it so simple and uncomplex that you don't get upset. I'm not saying it's easy, but it's simple in logic. And that's what people struggle to understand. Helping to stop bullying can be as simple as not getting upset of whatever is said to you. Now I know it's not easy as a victim of bullying myself and being one of the generation of emotional snowflakes. I did let it get to me, and even retired a costume due to it, but I decided about a month after that enough was enough, and decided to do something about it, which is why I started the Cap Against Bullying campaign, and why I've started this podcast along with my blog and soon to be vlog, and we're using it to combat different types of bullying, as well as giving advice and a safe space for people to voice their concerns by having my contact section open for you all. Now anybody who knows me knows that this is something serious, something I am out to combat. I will always be here for anybody who needs me at any time. Now, this is only meant to be a quick podcast, but I'm going to also touch on something else, which is something that happens in a lot of cosplay groups, and I'm guessing that actually that's how you lot found this. It's through all of my cosplay. So, I hope that you all stick around, because next week is going to be cosplay groups and do they work. Now, anybody who knows me knows that this is on my blog already, and I love that it is. So I hope that you all tune in, enjoy this week's blog, this week's podcast, and tune in for more. And remember, it takes courage to stand up to a bully, but it takes bravery to stand up to a friend who is bullying. This is the Touring Cap, signing off for the first week, and I hope that you enjoy your Easter weekend. Goodbye, and God bless.